This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Inauguration Day for President-elect Donald Trump. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We got a bunch of new affiliates that we're going to welcome in as well at the top of the show. But first, we go to Washington, D.C., and Laura Lee Lewis from Talk Media News. How are you? I can imagine it's pretty crazy right now. Hello. Double L.
Hi.
She's there.
Hello,
hello. Hello, hello. Somehow we must miss you. So what's it like? What's going on in Washington? Jam with people, last minute people flying in?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. People are flying in and the chaos has already begun. It picked up earlier in the week, but tonight there were some clashes between pro-Trump and anti-Trump protesters, and it seems like it's only bound to increase.
Yeah, you and I talked about the amount that there was different planned protests and tickets, what was going on with the tickets to the inauguration and the amount of security. I think that number is staggering. How much security is on hand for this inauguration?
Yeah, so there's 28,000 security forces participating in this inauguration, and that spans the Secret Service to the TSA to the FBI to the Park Police, the Capitol Police, Coast Guard, local police, and police from all around the country. So there's a good number of security folks out there.
Yeah, so do they, for people in Washington, and I can only imagine, they probably have maps, and for those that are coming in, of the streets that are closed down, because they would have to close some of the streets down, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, there's about a three-mile perimeter that is going to be around the inauguration area. It's completely closed down. And the city's done a really great job of, I think, publicizing those maps. This is something, right, they go through every 4 years.
How about the weather? They're talking about a nor'easter, so people have to have umbrellas.
Yeah, and luckily for the people who are going to be out there, security has said, you know, it's okay, you can bring your umbrella into this perimeter zone. Initially, it was on one of the banned lists. But yeah, it's going to be rainy. It will be warm, though.
There you go. At least it's going to be warm. How about you? What are you going to be doing on Inauguration Day? Because I can imagine people are spread out.
Yeah, that's right. So I will be out with the people who are not paying direct attention to the inauguration. I'm going to be tracking some of the protests that are going on. Beginning early in the morning, there's a good number of people who are planning to disrupt things right at the beginning and actually block the entrances to the ticketed area where seating is for the inauguration and standing area. So I'm going to start my day there and follow protests throughout the day.
And from what I understand, it's like 5 hours to flip the White House, right? Because during the whole process is when they move in Trump's stuff, and then the Obamas are moving out right at the same time they're moving everything out of theirs, most of their stuff anyway, right?
You know, that's fascinating. I actually didn't know that flip happens. I had that. I wondered that. That's not something I knew. So you taught me something there. But this, I do know that the White House, though, I've seen photos circulated via colleagues on Twitter and other forms of social media of photos being taken down at the White House. I know that, the White House has been stripped of what was the Obamas at this point in time.
Wow. So any word on what's going to happen with the press and whether or not your hard pass to the White House, Talk Media News, and everybody else will still be able to go into what was traditionally where all the press would be for the daily briefings? That hasn't changed, or you don't know yet?
We don't really know yet. What we do know is that there is a first press conference scheduled, and that is scheduled to be in the Brady Press Room, which is the room at the White House. I think that those conversations, though, continue. The Trump administration has said that they intend to open the White House up to more outlets, which potentially means moving the briefing to a bigger space.
Have they said I'm sorry, have they said, I mean, to interrupt you, Lorelei, have they said when the first press conference is going to be or briefing?
Yes. And I think that's coming up in just the next couple of days.
Wow. In the next couple of days, they're going to have that first briefing. That's going to be interesting. I bet all you guys are just probably, what did somebody draws the big stick and they get to go?
Yes. It's going to be something to see, how the Trump administration decides to work with the press.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Lori Lewis, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, thank you.
So Talk Media News, front and center with what's happening in Washington, D.C. for this inauguration. This is it. This is the changing of the guard. The Obamas, you heard her mention that the Obamas are out and Trump stuff is coming in, and it's just a kind of quick flip. The interesting part of the last moments of the administration for Obama is interesting. Mexico giving a gift to the now going to be soon former president El Chapo, extradited to the United States. I don't think that this was a coincidence. Mexico didn't want Donald Trump to get the credit for that extradition. So the drug kingpin, El Chapo Guzman, who was alleged in Mexico through his dramatic prison escapes and years of staying ahead of the law forever, it seemed, is going to appear Friday in a federal courtroom in Brooklyn, where he will stand trial at a later date. They've had all kinds of stringent, I mean, unbelievable security measures that they've had to put in place because of it. The extradition, like I said, appears to be pretty much timed that the Mexican authorities want to run over Guzman. They wanted to get that done, head of the Sinaloa cartel, before the inauguration of Donald Trump. Guzman was moved last year to the border city of Juarez, was picked up by a team from the DEA, Immigration, Customs Enforcement, and U.S. Marshals. We know that whole story. So apparently he's not going to face the death penalty in the U.S., but a court is going to level his fate. I mean, he faces charges in California, Texas, Illinois, Florida, New Hampshire, Mexico's foreign ministry has said it received assurances that if convicted, he wouldn't get the death penalty because that was one of their deals, right? And, I mean, for years, this guy was unbelievable what he did, where staying ahead of everybody and evading the law with these massive quantities of drugs that made the Sinaloa cartel so powerful until he was recaptured in January of 2016 after 6 months. Remember that story of being on the run? And this represented a major success in what had been so embarrassing. I mean, just an embarrassing ordeal for Mexico. For many, El Chapo is a symbol of the Mexican government's corruption. You know, no question about that. All right, if you want to weigh in on the inauguration and the big switch, you can at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you there.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookster on the Scent, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthescent.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, so this is how the day rolls out. Yeah, you want to know how the day rolls out, right? Of course you do. I'm going to give you the skinny, and of course, that music will be playing in the background from one president to another. It's the big handoff, let's put it that way. Again, you want to throw in your 2 cents. See, the band can't stop playing. 855, they're practicing, 266-5283. We have our exclusive microphones right there in Washington. They're still getting ready way deep into the wee hours. 855-266-5283. This is what the scoop is. In the morning, the President and First Lady welcome the President-elect Trump and Mrs. Trump at the North Portico, and that is a pooled press event, right, because you got press all over this. Then the President and the First Lady have a tea and coffee reception with the President-elect. That's closed. Then the President and the First Lady leave the White House en route to the Capitol with the President-elect Trump. All right, then, I think we're back. Are we back again, everybody? I think we're back. Ah, there we are. See, the band just keeps cutting me out. There we go. So I started to give you the description of what was happening, and the band started to put away its instruments, so we had, luckily, another jazz band on hand to jump in. I started to tell you about this handoff between the First Lady and the president and the president-elect and Mrs. Trump. In the afternoon, the president goes to the inauguration swearing-in ceremony for President-elect Trump. The VP, the First Lady, Biden, etc., the whole crew all the way down the line is there. Then in the afternoon, President Obama and Mrs. Obama leave the Capitol. They go to the Joint Base Andrews. there the president delivers remarks at the farewell event with the staff, then it's reopened, etc., and they move from there. They leave for Palm Springs, California, and the boy, it's interesting. The breakfast, the prayer service, the coffee date, the swearing-in ceremony at 11:30, which is what you'll see on the tube, a lot of that, with Roy Blunt from Missouri, the chairman of the Congressional Inauguration Committee. So he'll have some remarks. There'll be musical performances, like we had that warm-up band and the jazz band, just in case. Then you've got Chief Justice Roberts, who administers the oath of office. Trump rests his hands on two Bibles, one he's had since, they say, as a kid, the other the Lincoln Bible. Then he does his speech. And then they go through the whole day of the lunches, the inauguration parade, and then there's inaugural balls that go through the night, and he makes appearances at a couple of those different inaugural balls. So it's a busy day and the start of a completely different era in Washington, D.C. I said this the other night. Some are filled with anxiety and some are filled with hope that there's going to be something different happening here and it's not going to be the same old thing. And, you know, while we watch what's unfolding, we talk about business and we talk about jobs and we talk about what's happening in the stock market. And Pete is listening in the great state of Texas. He joins us now. Hey, Pete, how are you?
So, I'm just fine. So, he's going to do all this in between tweets? Is that what he's going to be doing?
Tweeting out what's happening, yes, as it blow by blow of the coffee, the tea, and everything else, yeah.
That would be funny. Now, what?
Actually, it would be funny, yeah.
What historically happens to the stock market? When one goes out and a new comes in, what do you think is going to happen on this deal?
You know what? The stock market, remember at first when Trump was elected, there was it bounced low and then it soared up. So then, it actually started to go up. I don't know. I think it's going to go up.
Okay. That's what I'm thinking it'll do, too.
Yeah.
Also, the fact of the matter, all this rah-rah stuff, Trump's, he's biting at the bit. He's ready to go to work. He's a working man. You know, he's ready to get this thing rolling. And, excuse me. And I think after tomorrow, we're going to see all kinds of hell breaking loose with what Obama's done. You know, I think he's going to start executive orders immediately and get rid of a bunch of trouble.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be, I agree with you on the, it's going to be get to work right away. I don't think that there's going to be a lull at all, because I think he is pacing, biding his time, ready to jump in there, Pete. I do. I think that that's annoying him, that he's, okay, I have the job. I want to just go. I just want to do it. I agree.
And he's got, if I read this guy, we're going to have this thing going, you know, it's going to be full blast. Our country's fixing to be run like a business. And I think we're fixing to have all kinds of good things happen with jobs and security and the whole nine yards. I really haven't thought it all the way through, and I can't talk very good because I'm fired up.
I know. Let's see what happens. I agree that I think we're going to see a whole big change in the guard as far as what happens. Thanks, Pete. Business-wise, I said this story on the air the other day, that when I was in South Carolina, I had talked to somebody who was connected to Trump in the sense that one of their very best friends just did a ton of business, does a ton of business with him, and said that just didn't like him as a person, just didn't want to deal with him, didn't like him that much, but thought he was excellent as far as the business dealings were concerned, right? And said that if there was somebody that could take a wrecking ball to, D.C., that it would be Trump, because he had seen it business-wise, And I think that's pretty interesting for whatever that's worth, meaning, hey, I don't like this guy as a person, but I got to say, as a businessman and dealing with him and obviously doing a lot of business with him and wanting to continue to do business with him because he had success, and then saying if there was somebody that could really change what's happening in Washington, of everybody I've talked to, people in the know all say, that was the comment that stuck with me the most. That there's a guy who is not and is not beholden to anyone. So he can do it. He can swing the wrecking ball. And let's see what happens when the wrecking ball is swung. You know, what happens when you have a complete changeover? So not I'm the traditional, I went the traditional route in politics, either Democrat or Republican. No, completely different, a completely different frame of mind of how of reference points of career. Etc. Completely different than what has happened in the past. And Pete talking about he's going to jump right into this and there's going to be a bunch of changes. One of them is Gitmo. We talked about that last night, that the last transfer of the Gitmo detainees, that Trump inherits 41 detainees and Guantanamo is still out there. And I don't see that changing. I don't see a big switch with Trump, because if the countries aren't going to take them back, there's no way they're going to completely close that prison and certainly not house any of the prisoners in the United States. That issue to me would just be dead on arrival. I don't see a switch at all as far as Guantanamo is concerned. What about the wall? What about Obamacare? What about Medicare, which we've wrapped into that? Medicaid. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall Reveres.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
President-elect becomes the president of the United States. The winds of change all about. And it's going to be a rainy day in Washington. And on the eve of the inauguration, earlier in the evening, the president spoke about real change at a concert in his honor. His team sent a lot of signals out, not smoke signals, but real signals, suggesting an attempt to begin repairing relations with groups that have been demonized through the transition will be repaired. So now he's at the head of the table. At the head of the table. And some interesting, I think, policies will be challenged. And as I said, the winds of change, what does it mean after the pomp and circumstance? It's a crapshoot anytime you make a change. But this is a real leap in a very, very different direction, because this is not a career politician. This isn't somebody who came from the ranks. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hey, hey, ho-ho, Obama, we're so glad you're going to go. Take your plan and hit the road. And don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Goodbye, dude.
He's done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I believe that Donald Trump is going to do just exactly what he said he's going to do. And like Pete, I'm very, very optimistic. And I'm like you. I think the stock market's going to go nothing but up. Business all across the world is clamoring to get with Trump and get this show on the road. And you're going to see this country boom like nothing before. And there's going to be a whole lot of fat trimmed out of the budget. And also, to my little Democratic friends, you watch what you're up to, boys, because there's another election coming. And we are not going to forget. And we're going to come after all of you that stand in the way of Trump and the rest of us American people. And all your little protesters, drop dead. We don't give a damn about your noise. We're going to do what we're going to do, and you aren't going to mess with us in any way, shape, or form.
I don't think they're worried about protesters, do you?
No, not a damn bit. I'm not either.
Yeah, well, I don't think they care.
I've been invited to two celebrations of Obama leaving the White House and partying like a big dog, and I can't go. In fact, I even turned down a lady friend because I'm going to study the entire inauguration from beginning to end, and I'm not going to let anything interfere with that. I'm going to be glued to the tube, and if I could be there, I would be in hog heaven. It's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of people out there, and despite whatever the weather is, I think, Dan, thanks, that a lot, of course, there's always huge ratings, but I think there's going to be a big television ratings, but I think the crowd will be equally as big, and that's why you've got 28,000 security on hand, as you would for any inauguration, but I think it's going to be a very big crowd, and listen, no matter what, I mean, it's just like the Obamas. You got to give them credit for this. You know, in these sit downs, they're being gracious. They're, you know, because for goodness sake, Donald Trump said all the stuff about the birther thing and whatnot, and then said he was a very nice man. They had a great conversation. I mean, if politics get dirty and nippy and nasty, when that transfer happens as Americans, right? No matter what. I mean, let's face it, I don't understand you would wanting him to fail, because if there's a miserable experience and it starts right now, tomorrow, and things fall in the crapper and the stock market crashes and the worst of the worst happens, that's bad for all of us, brothers and sisters. I mean, that's not good. So not the real president, not my president, not the blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what he is? I said this the other night. This is what you get. This is what you got. This is how you voted during the primaries. So go back to the Republican primaries. And this is it. So now we move forward. And what does forward look like? There's no way, if any of us could look at a crystal ball and completely say that, we'd be incredibly wealthy, because we wouldn't be a fake. We would be the real deal, and probably somebody would try to shut us up. But there is no knowing. There's only going day by day. That's why the measuring stick, the 100 days. What happens after 100 days? What happens then? And the answer is, we don't know. We don't know. But not hoping for the best for the country, whew, that's nasty pool. Because I would think we would all want that. I want to see some of you who haven't had a cost of living increase get a cost of living increase. It's been 3 years. I want to see the promises that were made to tweak and change health care. I want to see that really come full circle. There's nobody I haven't talked to that has been affected by the Affordable Care Act. Just spending time in South Carolina talking to small business owners who were doing well with their businesses, but saying how crippling, talking about how crippling insurance is, and one couple telling me how, you know, listen, they pay $1,200 a month in health insurance for crappy health insurance, talking about knee replacements, how it's unaffordable, you know, that whole kind of deal. And I've heard this from all walks of life. So you know this, I know this. This is not a secret, right? This isn't a secret. And I said this before, the mistake that the Democrats made in pushing, getting the health care. Okay, so we've got this incredible document that's just too huge and cumbersome and ridiculous, and we don't even know what's in it, but we're voting for it. It goes through, and the idea was we got to get it through because nothing ever goes through, and then we're going to spend time taking it apart, the things that aren't working, and fix it because now that's what we'll do. We'll get rid of what doesn't work, but that didn't happen because it's been 6 years, going into the seventh year. That's a long time not to make the changes. Pre-existing conditions, keeping a child on your health care until they're 26, that's all good. But the other elements, the insurance companies being able to jack up your premiums, you know, to 500%, crazy amounts of money that just aren't affordable, and then to fine people. I mean, we know this. I don't have to go through steps 1 through 5 for you. And unless you're working for a company where the health insurance is really fantastic, and even then it's usually not as fantastic as it used to be, but at least you're covered. So now more than ever, people are staying in jobs that they don't want to stay in, or at least one person in the family is, so that they get decent health care coverage. Otherwise, you know, what are you got to rely on getting individual health care, and it's just not, you know, it's just not good. It's unaffordable, the unaffordable health care plan. All right, some housekeeping to do for the last president. So how many sentences were commuted in a single day? 330. That was announced 24 hours within the transfer of power. Pardons totaled, commuted, 1,715 commuted, 212 pardons. So that's a big number of commuted sentences. And then there's always who are the most notable. And, of course, Bill Clinton had a bevy of people under the, you know, that he pardoned. For Obama, Chelsea Manning is the biggest, I would say, of everybody, because of how well known Manning was, convicted of stealing, and we talked about that a lot in the last show, and basically disseminating 750,000 pages of documents and videos to WikiLeaks. So that was, that was big. Clemency included, you know, American prisoner of war Bo Bergdahl, who was asked Obama for a pardon. Bergdahl faces charges for leaving his post in Afghanistan in 2009. His court-martial scheduled for the 6th. Trump is, of course, a critic of Bergdahl and the prisoner swap, which was horrific under the current administration, but that didn't happen. There's a lot of there's a lot of counseling about that. But that was one that did not, that was one that did not happen. But there was a lot of others that did, and most of them related to drugs. All right, coming up, odds and ends, a little of this, a little of that, next in our final segment for this hour anyway of America Tonight.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. I could hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today?
The dog. We're at the stretch part of this show, meaning if you want to get in, you got to get in now before we hit the mailbox and then the front door. 855-266-5283. Before we get to the odds and ends, which I say is the buzz in the land in my backyard and your backyard, might look a little bit different, but we're talking about the same things. A big welcome to WSAR 1480 AM in Somerset, Massachusetts. Woohoo! Always happy to tell you about new affiliates for America tonight. And thanks to Adam Miller. We've been on quite a roll lately. And thanks to all of you for your big, giant interest in America tonight. We're the show that's been here. We've been through thick and thin with America tonight. Also, 990 AM in New Orleans, WGSO. So, gosh, and we have friends at that station, too. We have friends at all these stations, but just a really, really great great station, great area. So we go from Massachusetts to where you get your fill of snow, and it's pretty when it first falls, right? Where it's not snowing in New Orleans, but nothing like a trip to the French Quarter. And I know I've gotten a lot of email lately from people listening to us on 860 rather, AM KPAM. And so welcome once again to all of you who are listening in Portland, in the Portland area. I've had the pleasure of going to Portland and playing some wicked golf there. It's so green. If there was a way to transport that green. You know, I saw neighbors who now have given up and they do that xeriscaping thing. And I'm thinking, am I in Albuquerque? And then other neighbors who say the way to go is to spray the lawn. You know, the fake, it's like we have, it used to be fake tans. People would just go bake in the fake tans and then that was bad for you. Well, now you can bake your lawn basically green. I'm going to bake my lawn green. And, you know, it looks good. And for some people, it works. It actually looks okay, which is crazy wild. So the big buzz and the common denominator that everybody's talking about, two things, really. Of course, the inauguration. Of course, Trump taking over and the end of the 8 years of the Obama administration. Of course, cabinet spots and the confirmation and all of the nominees in the door. Everybody, every position has been nominated, and it's just a question of being confirmed. So it's the confirmation hearings and who gets confirmed and how long does it take. But it's really the focus is on Trump and a new president and a new era. And what does that mean for all of us, whether you're living in Portland or New Orleans or Massachusetts or New Jersey or New York or Florida or Illinois or Missouri or wherever it is, or the great state of Texas, or the great state of Illinois. I have a lot of family in Illinois, but you write me letters that just make the hair on my arm stand up when I hear some of what's happening the closer you get to Chicago. So here's some other, I think, stories that are making the rounds that are getting some conversation. One, on the sports side, you have the AFC and the NFC championships this weekend. Many of you called to try to nail the score, and some of you emailed, and we got all of that in, so don't worry. If you got it in on time, you have a chance to nail the score. And then also, a lot of people, by the way, thinking it's going to be the Packers and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And then the Raiders filed paperwork with the NFL to move to Vegas. Not a surprise. Big story. It's been percolating for a while. The mayor, Mayor Goodman, interested in having the Raiders there. Lots of conversation. Mark Davis, the owner of the team, Al Davis's son, wants to move there. Raider fans, some of them despondent, some of them saying, well, it's a trip to Vegas. Then you also have the story of, you know, it's been, here we are in the beginning of the, we're in the beginning of the year. Remember last year was a bad year for celebrity loss. I mean, we all have a timeline, but there's just something about somebody that's, you see that's on the tube or you hear about, it's the visibility of the person. In some cases, especially if they're a particularly good actor, you feel like, you know, Miguel Ferrer, who was really a big character actor and had juicy parts, too. He was on CBS's NCIS Los Angeles for 7 seasons. He's the son of Academy Award winner and Tony winner, Jose Ferreira, and singer Rosemary Clooney. He was battling throat cancer, and he died at the age of 61. He has the famous cousin, George Clooney, who he apparently was pretty close to. So they just announced, you know, made a statement that he had his family close by, his wife, his 2 sons, brothers and sisters, you know, etc. But, and there were people that tweeted about him that it was too soon, including the co-creator of Twin Peaks, said that he was working and writing for Ferrera. It was a highlight of his life. You might remember him in RoboCop, Iron Man 3, Crossing Jordan. You would recognize, if you don't recognize the name, you would recognize the work. And some where he had big parts and some where he had character parts, but his character parts were pretty big, too. I also, I think this would create a little bit of a stir. I know this would create a stir, and as part of the conversation, if we go from sports, we go to the huge politics of the day, the biggest story, to the Dems saying they're ready to confirm two people in that cabinet I mentioned, that the cabinet, in fact, everyone has been nominated at this point. So Chuck Schumer said that they will move ahead on two of the nominees on Inauguration Day. And who are the two nominees? The what Schumer said was the retired generals, Madison and James Mattis, Mad Dog, and John Kelly, nominated for Department of Defense and Department of Homeland Security, are going to be confirmed on Friday. And then they're debating the rest. They're saying that also the for the CIA, Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo could be confirmed too. But other than that, probably not. Probably doesn't happen. The other picks will take a little bit longer. And, you know, then they go through taxes, they go through everything and anything possible, and that's what they're looking at right now. So just a handful. And traditionally, this either goes slower or it gets some giddy-up. But in the end, I don't think there's going to be too much of a protest that happens, because I think most of the folks that have been nominated are going to get approved. Whether there is some arguing or bickering or drilling with complex questions of for whatever position, the bottom line is I really don't think it goes beyond that. All right, this is also a big deal that you and I will talk about in the near future. They're going to have robot deliveries hitting the streets. Maybe not in your neighborhood, maybe in your neighborhood. Panasonic. You can place orders during the daylight and receive an order from the robots. They navigate the sidewalks. They have deliveries in their holes. They flip open with the push of a button. Starship Technologies makes these robots. But here's the crazy thing. So they have robots, but they have to have an employee walking behind the robot to keep it out of trouble. Doesn't that defeat the purpose? We got a robot that's going to deliver your food, your items, but don't worry, there's going to be a human there too. Ay, 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 ay. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7.